صلى الله عليه وسلم doesn't get enough time to do his other work, to see to the affairs of the Muslims, etc. So when they are such, so Allah Ta'ala in these ayat are warning us that we must not befriend those people who are the enemies of Islam. We should be careful which friends we choose and with who we associate. الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ کیا تُو نے نہ دیکھا ان لوگوں کو جو دوست ہوئے ہیں اس قوم کے جن پر غصہ ہوا ہے اللہ کا. Have you not seen those people? That is the munafiqeen. That is those people who show that they are Muslims, but inside they are not Muslims, and they have they are saying they are Muslims, but in their heart they are still with them. So they don't belong this side, they don't belong that side. A person who doesn't choose one path, and he wants to try and please everyone, he gets a slap on his face from both sides. When he's with those people, these other people slap him. That how can you do such a thing? When he's with the choir. Not to be per part of that. وَيَحْلِفُونَ عَلَى الْكَذِبِ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ اور قسمیں کھاتے ہیں جھوٹ بات پر اور ان کو خبر ہے. And they are taking oaths on false talk, and they know, and they are fully aware that they are lying. They are not just, it isn't just that they have got some doubts or something, they know fully where they are hiding. And all that they are doing in order to stop people from the path of Allah, from stopping people from accepting Islam, outwardly they show that we are also Muslims. But then they say, what have we benefited from Islam? We haven't benefited anything. You want to become Muslim, what are you going to benefit? There are unfortunately people for the stand of this. لَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا کام نہ آئیں گے ان کو ان کے مال اور نہ ان کے اولاد اللہ کے ہاتھ سے کچھ بھی. And on the day of Qiyamah, all their wealth and their children will not be able to save them and help them in front of Allah Ta'ala. But we should not befriend them by our heart. We should not divulge our secrets, our inner talks to them. We should be very careful of that, that we don't befriend and we don't divulge our inner secrets to those who are our enemies. On the battlefield, it's also quite clear, logical. One country fighting another country, and if one country's people
diagnose properly, if I prescribe the right medicine, so it's happened like that also. So just like that, a sheriff is me who can diagnose your spirituality and who treats them also. And a bujur can be he who is pious on his own, but he cannot die his own opinion also. So words like that, what the actual example was, that it's not coming to mind, but words like that show that it's a that is a share. We will touch you on the expression of your faith also. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Kandil Rahmatullah Ali came to make his statement. So that is easy, that's where it starts. But slowly, that humanity must come totally in front of everyone. It doesn't just be in front of the share. And that humanity must come everywhere. So he said, I was just testing you to see whether your condition, but I say, alhamdulillah, it may go.
They go, no, 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 we've got a big problem. So I heard about that. I have to go and go make bayan, call people to Allah, teach them the love of Allah, obedience of Allah. This is a deeny man. He's on Mirah. He said, oh, then yeah, I've got my time, no problem. What is it? They explain. The person had 19 camels. He said, half to the right, 9.5. Quarter to the same. What if I can tell it one why not we made that with love? Then you are when you put that morning to 12 hours, about 15 hours you're still going to be there. And you are used to sitting at your computer still 2 o'clock in the morning. So no problem you try and work it out. So what is it in the Islamic teaching? Give the answer day. Allah will give barakah to that person. Barakah in his man, barakah in his heart, barakah in his staff. In fact, one simple way to get this barakah, just start making salam commonly now. The very salam, the word assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. And peace from who? From who? Then in that barakah enter. You lock your door for him to make salam. Now barakah enters now, first of all, food is just ready. What do you think? I mean, I'm a slave. I'm not a slave. You just demand him for this. You demand him. Thanks, God. Sarshat to the woman. And in that I mentioned that when the husband returns home in winter, for example, have a nice bowl of soup ready for you. You be neaten up. If you are taller, even better, always neaten yourself. And if he's ending with a bowl of soup, then if he comes in summer, then give him a glass of milkshake thick. So if we bring the salamity in our house, we make salam, see the barakat in heaven. So Allah Ta'ala gives barakat, tabarakal ladhi. And what is it typical for Allah to give barakat? We really hear more. The entire sovereignty, the heavens, the earth, everything is in the hands of Allah. All this what we think, so much bunch. Now this earth, which is round, and at the border, Cape Town, South America, Australia, at the border, they see water. And we all went to the sea many times. If we ever find there is a plastic that is holding the water, or there is a glass that is holding the water, who's first quite understandable? The legs are at the bottom, their bodies are across. The cars, the wheels are at the bottom, the planes, the buses, everything moving around, it's quite easy. But at the bottom, Cape Town, the wheels are on top. The legs of the people are on top. Did we ever hear anyone send you an SMS? You must watch the TV program tonight. See that the people.
Fi Jahannam. And it will punish him in Jahannam. You made me. And you were copying Allah Ta'ala's creation, and that same photo would now punish that person. فَإِنْ كُنْتَ لَابُدَّ فَاعِلًا Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, if you really have got this desire in you to make pictures, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if you have to do so, you make trees and objects which are inanimate. This hadith teaches us the more pictures one has made in this world, the more severely one will be punished in the year after. Ulama state that while forming pictures of inanimate objects is permissible, for sport, that also is not permissible. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hatta atana al-yaqin. فما تنفعهم شفاعة الشافعين فما لهم عن ويقيني بعد until finally the time came and the actual yaqeen, the truth we were dawned upon us. That is when we saw now the day of Qiyamah, or just before Maut, when they saw the clear signs of Akhirat. And they saw the system of Allah Ta'ala, which they will get now what they deserve. فَمَا لَهُمْ عَنِ التَّذْكِرَةِ مُعْرِضِينَ پھر کیا ہوا ہے ان کو کہ نصیحت سے منہ موڑتے ہیں. Allah تبارک تعالی says, what had happened to them when they turned their faces from the reminders that we sent to them, continuously reminding ways, that what is it that in spite of all these reminders they just turned their faces to the truth and did not accept it. And they were in fact, Allah Ta'ala says, كَأَنَّهُمْ حُمُرٌ مُسْتَنْفِرًا گویا کہ وہ گھدے ہیں بیدکنے والے. They were like wild donkeys that are just running, and with great kindness he invited them towards Allah Ta'ala. In the same way, this Quran Sharif which we are reading now was revealed to them also, was revealed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought it to their attention over and over, and he recited the ayats of the Quran Sharif to them. They thought, their khiyal was that they are also on something, ala shay, that they are also on some part of deen. This is also very important to understand, that how much of deen have we got. Many of us also perhaps are such that we feel we are all right, we have got deen. Other people haven't got deen in them. Quiet and proper deen, that is important. So these munafiqeen also will say that we are on deen. We used to make namaz also, we should sit in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, we should go in jihad also. So they feel they have got deen. But Allah says they...